This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's the news many parents have been waiting for. Moderna says its COVID-19 vaccine works in babies, toddlers, and preschoolers. The company says it will ask regulators to authorize two small-dose shots for youngsters under six. If regulators give the go-ahead, little children could start getting vaccinations by the summer. President Biden's on the way to Brussels, where he'll attend several summits of key allies, NATO, Group of Seven, and European Union summits. They're all trying to find a way to keep the war in Ukraine from getting even worse. Moments before he left this morning, reporters asked President Biden if he thinks Russian President Putin might use chemical weapons in Ukraine.
I think it's a real threat.
The AP's Sagar Magani.
At a special NATO summit,
he will join our partners in imposing further sanctions on Russia.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the president's trip to Brussels and then Warsaw is aimed at bolstering Allied resolve against Moscow.
The West has been united. The president is traveling to Europe to ensure we stay united.
He'll make the trip without spokeswoman Jen Psaki, who yesterday tested positive for COVID-19 for a second time and will stay behind. She says the president tested negative.
Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson is back before the Senate for a third day of hearings. Judiciary Committee Chairman Senator Dick Durbin said this morning, America is ready for the Supreme Court glass ceiling to shatter. She would be the first black woman on the high court if she's confirmed.
Judge Jackson, that I thought that President Biden got it right yesterday. He tuned in and watched the proceedings and said you showed both grace and dignity.
Two deaths have now been blamed on the bad weather that slammed the South. Last night, a tornado tossed cars and ripped homes apart in the New Orleans area. This is AP News. Now to home appraisals and complaints of racial discrimination.
The White House will unveil a plan today aimed at stopping racial discrimination when it comes to home appraisals. White House insiders say Vice President Kamala Harris will announce more than 20 steps to improve oversight and accountability when it comes to the home value appraisal industry. The government will expand a complaint hotline and spell out appraisal bias training in homebuyer education classes, along with efforts to ensure the computer systems that are used to calculate home values do not perpetuate racial biases. An analysis by mortgage giant Freddie Mac, along with other reports, show appraisers are more likely to undervalue homes in Black and Hispanic neighborhoods, widening the racial wealth gap. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.